T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of our radio program, Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 6 o'clock, Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Tommy Lugauer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody in the world, nobody and nobody again beats Town Fair Tire, and that is nobody.
We talked to Brian McTaggart, covers the Astros for MLB.com. Brian, Joe, and Evan up here in New York. How are you?
Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. Doing well.
I'm curious because, as you can imagine, here in New York, this is all we talk about. All we talk about is the Houston Astros, the cheating, take the championship away, do this, do that. How do the people in Houston feel? Are they embracing, hey, we won the title, get over it, everybody's got to calm down? Have they turned on their guys? What's the consensus down there about this team?
I don't think there is one. Just based off the reactions I see on Twitter, it's a mix where, yeah, there's people like, hey, we won the title, nothing you can do about it, and, you know, drop it, quit crying. And then I think there's a quieter crowd that's you know, that's embarrassed, that, you know, feels badly that it came to this. But, you know, they're definitely, I think, in a minority, or they're just not coming out as much, because, you know, most of what I see as far as reactions are pretty defiant and, you know, still supporting their guys. And I guess that's to be expected from fans. I mean, they're going to stick with your team through thick and thin, and, you know, this is definitely thick based on what's gone on here the last couple of years.
Well, how do you think this affects the Astros in 2020? Well, how do you think this team is going to be coming into this season now?
Well, I talked to a prominent player today who just mentioned to me that he's going to be very motivated this year, an offensive player. So, and I think there's going to be a lot of that. I think a lot of these guys that on offense want to come out and feel some pressure and motivation to put up some big numbers to show people that, you know, they can still do it the right way. But, you know, the biggest question for me is what's going to happen, you know, with other teams. I mean, as camps get open, you look around the league and there's players on almost every team in the league, it seems like, they're speaking out against the Astros. And, you know, Cody Bellinger today saying that, you know, Altuve robbed the MVP away from Judge,
yep.
You know, and stuff like that. I mean, are players going to retaliate against the Astros? Will they throw at them? I mean, in that case, you know, are the Astros going to throw back? I mean, if Mike Clevenger throws at Jose Altuve, you know, is Lance McCullers or somebody else going to turn around and throw at Lindor? I mean, it could get ugly. I think we know it's going to be ugly in the stands. There's going to be signs and fans. It's going to be brutal. But how much of that spills onto the field, I think, is going to be something to watch.
You know, my gut reaction, I know it's the middle of February, is it's going to spill on the field, because never have I ever seen players acting this way towards other players. Usually, they keep it quiet or one family. But you mentioned Cody Bellinger's comments. It's everywhere. I mean, guys, not just teams that were affected by the Astros, but there is a strong resentment towards them. And so unless all the Astros get together and say, look, even if they bean us, even if they yell at us, we're not going to do anything. Unless they take that stance, I would think there's going to be fights maybe every other week, because players genuinely seem really ticked off at them.
Yeah, I don't think they will take that stance, because, you know, I mean, it's just human nature. You can only, you know, if someone's coming at you, you can only take so much before you snap. And yeah, how much of, I think there's a lot of talk going on, and I think once the season starts, you know, maybe you won't see as much, but I think we will see some. Even down here in West Palm Beach, you know, the Astros and Nationals share a spring training site, and, you know, there's been a lot of chirping from the Nationals. Just the two teams that met in the World Series, they're right here together. And even Mike Rizzo today, the GM, comes out, he says, I want to hear the Astros say they cheated, which, you know, no one has really said yet. I mean, they've apologized for what they did, but he wanted to hear that word specifically. You know, they play each other like 6 times in spring training after meeting in the World Series. I mean, are we going to see any of this in spring training? Because they won't meet in the regular season. But, I would be surprised if there's not any sort of on-field repercussions. And, you know, how long does it go on? Will everyone get it out of their system? Astros don't go to Yankee Stadium until the last week of the season.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's going to drag on for a while.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, really, the Nationals, I mean, you won. I mean, you won. You beat them. I mean, so what are you going crazy about if you're the Nationals? You know what I mean? That's my feeling.
One of the comments by Rizzo today was that he was upset that there was more media at Astros camp yesterday than Nationals camp. So,
cry me a river, Rizzo.
I mean, come on. Stop.
Yeah. I would be like, you know what? I got the trophy. And,
right. You
know,
you won.
I'd parade it out there the first time they play them in spring training and then and be done. But, yeah, every team has a player that is popping off and saying something about the Astros, pretty much.
I just wanted to ask you if I should bet the over. Because I got to tell you, seriously, the over, I think, is 94 for the Astros, something like that. And I'm really thinking about betting the over, that the Astros are going to come out with a circle the wagons, us against the world mentality. I really think that.
They are. Yeah, they are. And, you know, they won 107 games last year, and they're pretty much back intact, except for Gerrit Cole.
That's a big hit.
Guy to lose, but you know they do have Lance McCullers coming back, and not that he's Gerrit Cole, but I mean this is a team that you know was proven not to have cheated last year, you know, and offensively had one of the greatest offensive years we've seen in baseball. So yeah, I mean they're going to be really good. 94 wins, I think they'll push 100 again, even though I think the division's gotten a lot better.
Bet the over, Joe.
I'm thinking about it. Told you.
We're talking to Brian McTaggart about the Houston Astros. For me. And I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for myself as a baseball fan. I get it. They cheated in 17. They're apologizing, remorseful, everything that they said. And you did a great job tweeting out the videos of all the interviews that you did and were a part of. What I want to know is, well, what happened last year? And what happened in 2018? I'm not a conspiracy guy, but we are all convinced, a lot of us are convinced as fans, that they were using buzzers. And their denials have been, the MLB report. No one's admitted that. That's the next step in finding that out. What were they doing last year? Because one of the things the Nationals were saying is, they were cheating last year. Kurt Suzuki was mentioning it. Isn't that the unknown thing that's still out there about the mystery surrounding the Astros?
Yeah, and, you know, the buzzer thing, the players, when we have been pretty silent about the sign-stealing stuff, and even after the MLB report came out, but a couple of players that spoke out before camp started, you asked them about the buzzers, and they were like very defiant. And just based on the tone yesterday, I'd be surprised if this buzzer thing was true. I mean, they seemed really PO'd.
What does that mean, though? They have no credibility. It's like a steroid guy. It's like A-Rod after he got accused the second time of doing steroids. No, I would never do that. And then look what ended up happening.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, too, that probably is really, making the players upset is I've been told by, a couple of different people that during this whole investigation, that's no surprise. The Astros, have presented mountains of evidence apparently against other teams doing, similar type things. And I think they're really angry that, nothing has come out. And, look what it took for the Astros to come out. It took a player to go on the record who was on the team saying this happened. And, a Major League Baseball could investigate every team and probably find some stuff. But, when a player comes out on the record, it sort of gets the needle moving, and baseball had no choice at that point.
Dusty Baker's a manager now. What's your thoughts on that, Ryan?
Well, I mean, I see why they hired him. I mean, I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about Dusty Baker. He's obviously got a strong track record as manager, but in the two media sessions we've had so far, he's been very much of, hey, man, I wasn't here, and I don't know what's going on, and I haven't read anything. I don't keep up with that stuff. Just very much very good at deflecting and just letting it go off his shoulders, say he wasn't here, and say, I'm just trying to learn this team, and, sort of then, spinning old stories about, old days with the Dodgers and stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he's, he's very well respected in the game, and he wasn't here, and I believe him when he says he's not keeping up with it and doesn't care and wants to move forward. So he's, I think he's saying the right things and is just kind of the right guy on a 1-year contract to help weather the storm.
I get that these guys think probably, hey, we addressed it, we don't want to talk about it again. But in every city they go to, every single city, they're going to be asked a million questions about this. Are they prepared for that, or do you think they're going to try to shut it down and say, we've already addressed it, we're moving on, and try to not answer any more questions about this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Something tells me that they I think they hope for sure that they don't have to talk about it again. I think they know deep down that that's really not realistic, and that some of the players yesterday, you know, they were saying, we're here today to address this, as in you got the sense they didn't want to talk about it after today. And you're right, it's going to come up every city they go to. Obviously, when they go to Anaheim early in the year, and Dodgers, you know, a lot of Dodger fans are supposedly going to come down. You know, we talked about New York end of the year, following the Yankees come in. It's not going away, and it's going to keep going on and on. And at some point, they're probably going to get tired of talking about it. And Dusty Baker even mentioned today, he's like, I wish people would quit asking about it. But I mean, yesterday was only the first time that most of the players were asked about it. So it's not like they've had to deal with the media a lot on this. But yeah, it's not going away anytime soon, I don't think.
You know, I keep asking this question. Everybody wants to know this. They want to hear this. They want to hear apologies. They want to, you know, whatever. But I mean, at some point, what do you want? I mean, you know what I mean? What do you want them, their title stripped away? I always say this, like the NCAA, you know, let's put them on probation for 5 years. You know, he can't be in the playoffs for 5 years. I mean, what do you want? You know what I mean, Brian?
Yeah, I think there's probably not anything the Astros can say that will make fans of other teams happy. It's just, unless they come out and say, we should lose the title. And I mean, they're not going to do that. I mean, in baseball,
they're
not going to do it. So, I mean, why should they, you know, alienate their own fans? I mean, and you know, the stuff they achieved, right or wrong. But yeah, I think no matter what the Astros players say, it's not going to be enough. And at some point, people are going to have to accept it and just deal with it and just move on.
Do you think, because I was thinking about this in the newsroom before we started talking to you about, boy, if the Astros played the Yankees in the ALCS, I think the ratings would be huge. People would be drawn into it. In a weird way, is all of this good for baseball? Like, do you think that more talk about, and we're talking about baseball nonstop, it's the middle of February, the Astros are going to be public enemy number one everywhere they go. Who knows? Maybe that puts people in the seats. Maybe people are going to show up to bang trash cans against the Astros. From your standpoint, do you kind of look at this and say, you know, overall, this is actually pretty good for the game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the game is getting, you know, I was watching the coverage last night, and it was all over the coverage where, you know, baseball is usually third fiddle behind NBA and even NFL at this point, and it was all Astros. And you're right. I mean, everybody loves a villain and loves to watch the villains and see what they do. I mean, you know, look at the New England Patriots I think it's going to be a little bit of a circus sideshow everywhere they go and people they play. You're right. There's going to be all kinds of creative stuff in the stands on the road, and it's going to be must see TV. Yeah. Astros Yankees in the playoffs. That would definitely smash the ratings, I think. And, you know, you have Garrett Cole on the other side as well. I mean, that would be, I think it could happen. I mean, those to me are the best teams in the American League.
Were you aware, Brian, that this stuff was going on? I mean, did you have an idea that this stuff was going on, you know, 3 years ago now?
No idea. I mean, I, you know, obviously had heard read the stories about a lot of teams are changing signs when they play the Astros, and we knew that Beltran in 17 was good at decoding signs. I mean, we'd heard that, but as far as using electronics to do it, I had no idea until the report came out in the Athletic on November 13th. I mean, that's the first time I had heard anything about it. And I read the report and I was like, boy, this is really far fetched, but man, you got a player going on the record. I don't think he's wrong. I mean, why would he go on the record and stake his reputation and Mike Fiers? And you know, look what's happened, you know, now. And I'm sure Fiers' life hasn't been the same since he went on the record either. I don't think anybody outside of that clubhouse had any idea.
You don't think that these guys were wearing buzzers and wires? And honestly, after everything that's come out, hearing how they're answering it, what's your feel? You say no way, didn't do it.
I will not say 100% because yes, there's just some credibility issues here with, you know, what's gone on. But based on how they were answering questions, the questions about the buzzers really seemed to set them off. And I tend to think they were not wearing buzzers. I mean, I could come out tomorrow and look really silly on that, but yeah, I tend to think. I mean, I can't completely rule it out, obviously, but I tend to think they weren't.
We'll see. You never know. Maybe we'll come out, or maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be a mystery for the next 50 years. We appreciate you coming on, though, Brian. Thank you
very much. Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, man.
Brian McTaggart covers the Astros for MLB.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.